Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me. No possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled.
It's Ann Wilson. Said, no, bringing us back, no, Ann and her sister Nancy on guitar. They're called Heart, that group. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I am the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore, the author of Faithful Finances 101, also one of my favorite books on the planet, Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton. Gary, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about money. We're talking about how money corrupts, how the love of money, the possibility of money, how it influences us, what it makes us do. You know, there's an old story about there's an old joke. I'm gonna modify it a little bit, Gary, about an old you know, creepy guy walks up to a beautiful young lady and says, "Will you go out with me?" And she says, "Absolutely not." And he said, "Would you go out with me for $1 million?" And she said, "Absolutely." And you know, he said, "Okay, so now we're just haggling over the price." You know, and so you know, the thing is that there's also an old saw. Somebody said once, you know, everybody has their price, right? We all have our price, it seems.
That's what they say.
Yeah. And so that's the caution that we all need to be thinking about. In the previous segment, we were talking about some studies, actual science, folks, research that showed that people can be influenced by the possibility of money. To good people can do bad things. You know, one of the things I was thinking about when you were talking about that, Gary, is the small business that has a person who works for the company for 20 years and was like an owner. I mean, just literally as rock solid as they can be. And then all of a sudden, over a period of a year or two or three, you know, lots of money comes up missing. And it's because that person who for all those years worked hard and made the owner's money and they had access to the cash, all of a sudden they turn bad and they start taking money. Happens all the time.
Let me give you an example from yesterday's Wall Street Journal. One of the reasons Pope Francis is reforming the Vatican Bank is they discovered that a Monsignor at the Vatican, who'd been there for decades, had walked into the Vatican Bank, withdrew $500,000, walked out with it in cash, and paid off his personal mortgage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's a good indicator. And being in the religious world and sort of a clearinghouse for this kind of stuff, I could just tell you numerous stories about clergy and people who have been, you know, corrupted by withdrawing the money, as you say. And, you know, there's a concept in the Bible that says, and that Pope Francis's problem in trying to reform capitalism is judgment begins in the house of the Lord. You know, if the churches and religious institutions, moral institutions, can't keep things straight about mm-hmm. money, then so how can we expect the people on Wall Street to get it straight?
Well, and I'll tell you something else, though, Gary, and I don't want to go too far afield here, but this statement is not directed toward Catholics, but it's directed toward the Catholic administration, so to speak. You know, that organization doesn't need to be giving me any moral advice. I'm talking about the leadership, the top leadership of the Catholic Church. They don't need to be giving anybody any moral advice.
Well,
they need to be doing a lot more work and showing us what they can do and then come back and tell us what they did, not telling me how to live my life.
Well, Jim, let me say this. That's precisely, and what you're saying is correct, precisely, though, why we should pay attention to this new pope. this new pope has lived differently. You know,
and I, you know what? I agree with you. I'm not taking shots at him because I don't know him. I do think I like some of the things I'm seeing coming out of his mouth, hearing coming out of his mouth. But I think he needs to. I really do think he needs to do a little more cleaning first and preening later.
Well, I think you're going to see that, Jim, and I think that's precisely why the church leaders knew the church is in need reform. We go through these things where you can make an argument Jesus reformed Judaism gone astray. You can make the argument that Martin Luther and John Calvin reformed Christianity gone astray, and I think there's going to be some people like Francis and so on who are going to reform today's Christianity gone astray, particularly in the financial arena. Because I see this across the board. It's not a Catholic problem. It's a moral and cultural problem, and it's going to take the power of mammon. I wrote in my book, I've got a new book I'm working on called The Money Bible to explain what the Bible really says about money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even Jesus, with all of his persuasiveness and teaching and so on, when it came to mammon, he had to go to the temple to clear it out of the temple. He had to resort to a whip.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that wasn't Dale Carnegie. I mean, that's the power that it's going to take for Francis to have an effect, and I hope that all of us will support him in that endeavor, because I believe he's serious about it. He made one of his first major speeches about it. His first action is to clean up the Vatican Bank, because he knows he's not going to speak to Wall Street as long as the Vatican Bank is in the shape that it's in. So I hope we kind of support him in that.
Right, right. Gary, give us your website, please.
Financialseminary.org.
So check it out, folks, and his books are there. Find his books wherever books are sold. One last thing on what I was talking about earlier about the Catholic Church. I pray all those people who abuse children, all those priests who abuse those children, I hope there's a special place in hell for them. I pray that there is. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.